A Lagos High Court sitting at the Tafawa Balewa Square, Lagos, on Monday, October 9, 2023, sentenced a dismissed Assistant Superintendent of Police, ASP, Drambi Vandi, to death by hanging for killing Benga Rahim's pregnant lawyer wife, Omobolanle Rahim. Recall that Vandi, at the Aja Under Bridge checkpoint on December 25, 2022, shot 41-year-old Omobolanle to death in the presence of her husband, Benga. Following the ensuing outcry, the Lagos state government arraigned him on a count of murder charge, in line with the provision of Section 223 of the Criminal Law of Lagos State, 2015, to which the defendant pleaded not guilty. According to media reports, during the trial, the prosecution, led by the Director of Public Prosecution, DPP, Dr. Babajide Matins, called 11 witnesses, which include 8 police officers and tendered 27 exhibits in evidence while only the defendant testified in his defense. Late Bolanle Rahim. In his defense, Vandi told the court that the loud gunshot heard by the eyewitnesses was that of a firecracker. Also, the defendant's counsel, Mr. Adetokunbo Odetola, on February 20, filed a no-case submission application before the court. In the application, Vandi asked the court to dismiss the suit and discharge him, claiming that he had no case to answer. In his arguments, the defense counsel told the court to note, among other things, that none of the eyewitnesses saw the defendant shoot and that the ballistic report of the gun allegedly fired expressly stated that the bullet could not be linked with any of the firearms recovered from the police officers at the scene. Odetola also urged the court to note the testimony of the pathologist who confirmed that the death of the deceased was a result of a gunshot injury at the left axillary fold and the bullet moved from a posterior to anterior, and the bullet pierced through the chest. However, the court, in its ruling on April 3, rejected the application and held that the defendant had a case to answer and paved the way for his trial. In her judgment yesterday, Justice Ibaronk Harrison found Vandi guilty of murder as charged by the state government and held that the prosecution witnesses gave overwhelming circumstantial evidence against him. The judge also held that the evidence of the deceased's sister, who had gone on to hold on to the defendant's shirt after the shooting, as well as bystanders who pointed at him as the shooter, were incontrovertible. The pathologist said the deceased was fired at close range, and the armorer also testified for the state that 2 bullets were missing from his weapon afterwards. The ballistician's report was found to be inconclusive because the defendant's gun, upon examination, had some defects as the bullet fragments retrieved from the vehicle couldn't be matched with the gun. But, from the autopsy report, she was shot at close range, the court said. The presiding judge then held that the prosecution proved its case beyond reasonable doubt and, thereby, convicted and sentenced the defendant accordingly. The court, therefore, found the defendant guilty on 1 count charge of murder and pronounced that he would be hanged in the neck till he died. "You will be hanged by the neck till you are dead," the court declared. Guardian.